Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Friday, October 28th, 2022. Today he is reminding us to live in joy. The reason that you were created was to live in joy. As humans in form, you are all loved way beyond your ability to comprehend. Love created you as eternal beings, as eternal and inseparable aspects of itself. In every moment of your existence, you are one with and in the presence of Mother, Father, God, in utter joy and complete harmony. To be unworthy of God's love for you is impossible. You and God are one. You are joined inseparably in love. Your experience of separation from one another and from your source, as you participate in the unreality of a limited life in form as a human, is completely unreal in spite of the fact that to each of you it feels intensely real. There is only oneness. No other state is necessary or possible. Therefore, allow yourselves to relax into the constant and unchangeable reality of your true nature, love eternally at one with itself. At one with Source in every moment of your eternal existence is where you abide. As humans, as seemingly separate individual beings, that is incomprehensible. It makes absolutely no sense to you. But, nevertheless, it is true. It is the only truth. All are in the presence of God, always. There is no other option. There is nowhere else. And, of course, that is not a place. As the beloved children of God, you have no need for a place. You just are. God is, and so are you. God is infinite and unbounded consciousness. Is full and complete awareness of itself and of all of creation. Place is a major aspect of the illusion, of the dream state, and of the game in which you have chosen to take part in order to experience the unreality of separation. To be able to have that experience, you needed a place in which to place your human form so that you could experience separation. Unreality, which is why you built it. Right now, as you are reading or listening to this message, the unreality of the material environment in which you appear to be living is becoming more unreal in every moment for vast multitudes of humanity. They are asking questions. They are curious about their lives in form. Is this real? Surely this can't be all that life is about. A few brief years learning the lesson of love, and then a final and complete termination? It makes no sense. I don't believe it. And they are right. It makes absolutely no sense, and it is unreal. Humanity is awakening, and this is the perfect reason to exult in life, to feel exalted. Truly, life is wondrous. Life is. Life is being. Life is love. However, as humans inform, that very, very frequently does not appear to be the case, because so much arises in the world around you, the place in which you have chosen to place yourselves, that disturbs, unsettles, or causes you anxiety, fear, and possibly suffering, and thereby distracts you from being aware of the wonder that is you. That is why it is so important to give yourselves time to let go of the daily distractions with which being human is almost constantly presenting you. Stuff that ostensibly needs to be attended to now, that needs to be done. By going within to your holy inner sanctuaries and choosing to let go of thinking, by refusing to engage with your thoughts for a little while, and thus giving yourselves a break from the unreality of separation. To take breaks from your daily human routines is essential, and is also good for your health, because it helps you to reduce your stress levels. Stress is normal and useful, but very damaging when it is constant, and for many of you it does seem to be constant. Your whole purpose, the reason that you were created, was to live in joy. God is love, constantly creating joyfully for the delight and wonder of herself and for the whole of her creation. The illusory or dream state in which you find yourselves as humans in form seemingly separates you from the presence of God, where in every moment you have your immortal existence in the wonder, the beauty, and the glory that is love. As humans in form, you have chosen to experience what does not exist and never can exist, life separated from reality. It is a construction or environment that you dreamed into existence. It provides you with a veil or cloak behind or beneath which you can temporarily hide yourselves from the oneness that is all, and pretend to yourselves that you are alone, separated and abandoned by your Creator, Love, Mother, Father, God. By relaxing into your holy inner sanctuaries at least once each day, you unravel part of that phantasmagorical veil or cloak, thread by thread, allowing yourselves to get momentary glimpses of reality. Then, quite suddenly, it will be gone, and you will have awakened into the breathtaking and astounding awareness of who you truly are. Just taking time out daily to go within will open up for you magnificent vistas that powerfully and most beautifully urge you onwards toward your magnificent awakening. So do take time out, do spend time being, and each time you will know that you are becoming closer and closer to home, a home from which you have never departed, but from which, while you remain unawakened, does not seem to exist. You are very well established on your path to awakening now, because you have chosen, along with the human collective, that the moment has arisen to know yourselves once more eternally in the presence of and at one with your Source. Therefore, know that you are utterly free to celebrate each day in joy as it arises and without any sense of guilt or unworthiness, because it is bringing you ever closer to home. With so very much love, Saul.